This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has been emotionally pleading for new gun restrictions after another mass shooting at an American school in which 19 young students and two adults were killed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act.
The president says this just does not happen anywhere else. Only in America are little kids killed in schools.
Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders.
Standing in the Roosevelt Room with the First Lady, he said it's time to end it.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea's government says that one of three weapons North Korea launched on Wednesday was a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea's government says the North Korean launches are a grave provocation that threaten international peace. The launches came after U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up his trip to Asia, where he reaffirmed a U.S. commitment to defend his allies in the face of the North's growing nuclear threat. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia is using everything at its disposal in the fight for four cities in the eastern Donbas region. Zelensky said that the Ukrainian army is fighting back, but will take time and a lot more effort by the people to overcome their advantage in the amount of equipment and weapons. He told Ukrainians that they should be proud of having held off Russians for 3 months. In a war that many in Russia and the West expected to last only 3 days. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Tuesday accused Russia of deliberately bombarding grain warehouses across Ukraine, weaponizing food supplies. Ukraine reporter Anna Chernikova provided details to VOA's Steve Miller.
According to the Ministry of Agrarian Policy of Ukraine, Russian forces have already stolen more than 400,000 tons of grain. And this is information as of period of now. So we don't know exactly, of course, the full amount, but this is something that have been already confirmed. And storages has at least 1.3 million tons of grains.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, von der Leyen said about 20 million tons of wheat remain stuck in Ukraine while Black Sea ports are closed during the conflict. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to sign an executive order this Wednesday on policing. It's the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. Most of the order is focused on federal law enforcement agencies, for example, requiring them to review and revise policies on use of force. It would also create a database to help track officer misconduct. The administration cannot require local police departments to participate in that database, which is intended to prevent problem officers from hopping from job to job. But officials are looking for ways to use federal funding to encourage their cooperation. The order would also restrict the flow of surplus military equipment to local police. The monkeypox outbreak that has been reported in 16 countries and several regions of the world can still be contained, and the overall risk of transmission being low, according to the UN Health Agency on Tuesday. Dr. Rosamund Lewis, head smallpox secretariat at the WHO Emergencies Program, said the risk to the general public appeared to be low because we know that the main modes of transportation have been transmission have been described in the past. Mexico's immigration enforcement is increasingly militarized, with the armed forces and National Guard now accounting for more migrant detentions than immigrant agents. According to a report published Tuesday by six non-governmental organizations, many of the detentions are also arbitrary, based on racial profiling, and have led to abuses. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is emotionally pleading for new gun restrictions after another mass shooting at an American school in which 19 students and two adults were killed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.